Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ryan Giordano, and our guest today is Nancy Binger. You know her from the Huntley Chamber of Commerce. She's doing an awesome, awesome job getting you folks enlisted into the chamber and being part of that organization. Nancy, welcome to Around Town.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me again.
You're quite welcome. And you're listening, folks, to 101.5 FM. Nancy, Easter egg is coming up in the near future. What do you got going there?
Yeah, so we have our third annual Easter egg scavenger hunt, Lee. A little play on words there. And the purpose of this event is to showcase some of our Huntley Area Chamber members to our community. It is on Good Friday, which this year happens to be on spring break, but usually Good Friday is a day that the kids have off school and there's nothing to do. And so we kind of help the families out by creating this activity. So it's targeted for children, elementary school age, and, you know, maybe the younger middle school kids, although anybody can participate. And it happens in Huntley on Route 47. It is a driving scavenger hunt. And this year it's on Friday, March 29th. It's from 10 to 3, and you can sign up to start at any point during that time. And you kind of do it the event on your own pace. Starts at the chamber office. You will get an Easter egg that has a clue on it, and you have an answer key, and it'll take you to the next business, and then so on and so forth. So every stop has an Easter egg with a clue, and then every business has prizes and promotions. Some of them have games, some of them have free food, some of them have different coupons, and it's just a really great way for our community to see some of the businesses that we have in Huntley. Both of the years that we've done this, so many people say, like, oh, I didn't even know that that business was here, or I was looking for, you know, somewhere to go for an insurance agent, and there's someone here that I didn't even know. And so that's the point of it. You know, we do a lot of networking events in the chamber from member to member, but also beneficial for our businesses is for them to connect with the community. And sometimes these members can't come out to all the events that we do. And so to get, their target market into their businesses is what kind of the purpose of this event is for the businesses. And then for the people and the kids that come out, it's just super fun and a way to, you know, pass the time on their day off and get some free stuff and just learn more about the community.
Nancy, offhand, do you know about how many stops will be participating, how many businesses will be, or just locations will participate?
So we've done this the last 2 years, and we have a lot of repeat families coming again this year. And so to avoid them going on very similar routes that they did the last 2 years, and so that our businesses get some new people to come to their stops, we have two tracks this year. Two routes. So families that came before will go on one route. And then if you've never been on it, you will go on the kind of our original route from the last 2 years. And between the two routes, there are 17 businesses participating. And then the chamber office as well will be a part of it. You'll start and stop at the chamber office. And then within the chamber office, we're going to have some of our at-home vendors there so that they have options for purchasing some items, but there'll be, so one stop has, I think nine stops, and then one route has nine stops and one route has eight stops. And, it's all consolidated into, small part of Route 47. So it is a driving event, but everything's, laid out perfectly where you're not driving all over the place. And, you just park and jump out, and your kids jump out and go into the business and then get their eggs, get their free stuff, and then jump back in the car, and then you find out where your next stop is, and it's just really fun. And it takes about an hour depending on how fast or slow you do it.
If you think the kids are going to have a good time, you can hear the excitement in Nancy's voice that she's just as excited as the kids are. And each stop, they get the clue for the next stop, correct?
Yep. So we, it's a good way for the kids to kind of learn about different businesses. Your clue gives you a description like, this is a place that blah, blah, blah. And then you have to look at the chart and see the answer key and see which business does that. And it's a good way for them to learn about, you know, different careers that are out there and different businesses that exist. So there's a learning educational element to it as well.
Is there an age group primarily for this, Nancy?
It's probably targeted to like elementary school age, but you definitely can be younger or older. You know, probably middle schoolers or the oldest that makes sense, but we're open to whoever wants to participate. It is $5 per child to participate. The adults are free, but if you want to participate in the hunt and get the clues and all the stuff that goes with it, that is $5. But you'll end up getting your money back in all the kind of fun prizes and giveaways that you get.
So for mom and dad out there to pay their $5, how do they go about doing that?
So you just need to register on our website, or there's links on Facebook as well. And you just register and you can pick what time frame you want to arrive. So it's like between 10 and 11, 11, 12, 12 and 1, 1 and 2, 2 and 3. So you can decide when you want to arrive. And you just kind of start and do it on your own time. But you can register on our website, and you just have to pay the $5 per child participant.
And why don't we give the folks that website once again, Nancy?
So it's www.huntleychamber.org.
Okay, and, let's do that one more time.
www.huntleychamber.org.
You could tell by the excitement in her voice, I think that Nancy's going to participate with her son in this Easter egg hunt also. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. We participated at the radio station last year the first time.
Yeah.
We will again this year, so we're looking forward to it. And some of the kids didn't want to take their pictures behind the microphone with their parents. And we did that too. So
yeah, well, I think like you guys being a stop is a great way to get exposure to our community, to make sure people know that you're here. And then you're a unique stop because the kids can see what goes behind the scenes in a radio station. So I like that the kids are learning that's, you know, element two. And that goes for a lot of our businesses. It's not just stop to get the egg. They can also see what goes on inside different businesses that are in our area.
So the next big thing coming up is your expo, Nancy.
Yeah, so we'll finish this Easter egg event up on, you know, end of March, and then April comes the Huntley Community Expo, and it's on Saturday, April 20th from 9 to 3 at the Huntley Park District, and it is free to the public, and we highly encourage everybody to come through and check out this expo that has all a bunch of local businesses on display in booths. You can find out more information about businesses. You can talk to people that work or own the business. And of course, there's always a bunch of giveaways and fun things that go along with that. This year, we have so many fun extra things gonna happen with this expo, including a mascot parade, food trucks. There'll be face painting, balloon, animal making. Some of our fine arts groups from District 158 will be performing. And as always, there'll be a dog fashion show. So you come to learn about the businesses, but you also get a whole bunch of other fun. So you can bring the whole family, and there's a lot of fun that goes on at the expo.
Nancy, is there an agenda when these different things are going to take place, like the fashion show for the dogs, et cetera?
Yes, we do have that, and you can, we're finalizing the order of it, but it eventually will be on our website, and we'll be marketing that on our social media platforms as well.
So people can watch if they want to see
thing. Yep. So if there's something specific they want to come, they can come during that time frame. Yes.
In the years you've had that in the past, I know it's grown. What do you anticipate this year? Are there more entries this year than previous years?
It's actually pretty similar. We have about 70 booths and usually like 2,000 or plus people go through. So it's definitely a big event and there's a lot to see. We are doing it a month later than we usually do. So we'll be interested to see how that affects things. But we're putting a lot of effort into it to make sure that it's a super diverse event with lots of attractions and fun and a good opportunity to see our businesses.
So as this grows, would it be in the same location or would you have to go to another location if this whole show keeps growing and expanding?
I don't see that. I feel like we have room to grow at the Park District. It's a really good central location with a great facility. So I don't see us changing anytime soon, but you know, we'll see how it goes. But we really like having it at the Park District.
Well, as long as you got room to grow, that's the main thing, to add more businesses. So we want to talk a little bit about the state of Huntley recap.
Sure. So at the end of February, the Huntley Area Chamber hosted an event called the State of Huntley Breakfast, and it was for our chamber members to come and hear from the Village of Huntley, the school district, the park district, the library, the fire department, and the police department. So all of the leaders of those organizations come and present. We had over 100 people come to it. And I wanted to talk about that a little bit today because I'm just so impressed of how the leaders of these key organizations in our community all collaborate and work together so well. And you could feel that with their presentations and just how so much of their efforts are well connected. And they're really doing a phenomenal job of leading our Huntley community. And, you know, they're innovative, they're creative, they care about people. And one of the things that's just so out there is just the focus on safety and how they all work together to make sure our community's safe, you know, whether it's in the schools or at an event or, you know, just people in their daily life. So, and I'm excited just for the growth of Huntley and how everybody's on board to, you know, keep our small town feel, but also continuing to help us grow and get new businesses and just kind of be ahead of the curve and all the different things we're doing in regards to technology or events or, you know, safety. And it was pretty impressive to hear all that everybody had to share.
So where was this event held, Nancy?
This event was held at Huntley High School, actually. So after the students all got into class, we took over their cafeteria, and the Huntley High School cafeteria staff served us breakfast. And so we had breakfast, and it was a two-hour event, and each one of the organizations presented over that 2 hours.
So it was like 15 minutes per...
Yeah, roughly. Yeah. Yep.
That was kind of... And you had students there, too.
So a group of students were designated for the event, and they actually greeted us and escorted us to the cafeteria and just kind of interacted with us, and then some of them stayed. And so it wasn't an event for students, but there was a group of students. I believe there may be some kind of club or organization within the school that allowed them to be a part of it. And Dr. Bielan, the principal, to thank them, just said, you know, hey, you guys can have breakfast and, you know, hang out here. And so they did. And it was really cool because we didn't, you know, we thought they would just kind of eat breakfast and not really care, but they actually got pretty engaged and started listening to what was going on and were like, wow, all this stuff happens, you know? And so I think from a student perspective, it was neat for them to realize, like, there's a lot of effort and collaboration and thought that goes into running a community. And they were able to see that. And, you know, some things were, you know, announced there that they got to hear. And so they got to kind of know what's coming up next for Huntley, for whether it's like businesses that are getting opened or events that were coming up. And so that was kind of fun for them. So
do you happen to know how that word got out to let people know this was taking place?
Well, it was a Huntley Area Chamber event. So it was hosted by us, and we promoted it and marketed it. And it was for chamber members only. So another perk of being a part of the Huntley Area Chamber is to get invited to events like this. And, you know, you get to rub shoulders with different leaders in the community. And, you know, it's a kind of a way for them to, if they have any concerns or issues or want to connect with anybody in those organizations, this is a good chance to. They, all the leaders were open for questions, and then they also stayed around afterwards for one-on-one time with anybody. So the focus of the event is kind of like more business focused, like, you know, how do each of these areas affect the businesses? And, so it's super informative. The executive director, Scott Crow of the Huntley Park District, did some presentation of some data about just how, events at the park district's fields and parks and things like that, and how they affect the businesses in the, Huntley area. So he gave some data just showing, like, this is how much traffic went from here to here. And they do that through, you know, technology, basically phone stuff, you know. And it was very interesting for him to show, like, we're, not only is the Huntley Park District a connection point for, you know, recreation and all that, but, like, it also is serving – because of what they're doing, serves our businesses and generates revenue for our businesses. And so just kind of those perspectives and just kind of connecting just how it all works to how we all work together to have a thriving community, was just very interesting. So, there's a lot of really cool things going on, and, I'm really impressed with the, you know, the collaboration and the growth that we're having.
It's all connected.
It is, yeah. So, and if you don't have the right people that are able to work together, then, you know, I think then the results can be fragmented, and it's just not that way in Huntley. So they're all doing a really good job. And, you know, the chamber just kind of comes alongside and supports all the efforts that they're doing. And it's just a really good...
Well, now that you mentioned the chamber, we should remind folks where you started and where you are today and the great success you've had with the chamber and growing it and expanding it, because that's been one hell of a job.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of momentum right now, and I'm really just grateful that everybody's kind of embraced what I'm trying to do, and our events are even more well-attended than they've been in the past, and the growth is happening. We're nearing the 100 member growth in the last 2 years. So we have 100 more members than we did 2 years ago, basically, roughly. And our events are getting more well attended. The networking that's going on is, you know, just growing, and people's energy is so high, and it's just been really fun. So, launching a business or growing a business in Huntley has been a really productive time right now, and I'm glad that the chamber is being able to help that process.
Well, Nancy talked about all the energy, but she didn't mention that energy, a lot of it, is the work that she's doing and her energy in getting this done and growing this chamber, and it's a phenomenal job you're doing, Nancy.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate it. You know, I think some just keys just to, like, you know, good leadership of an organization is just being consistent, and having good communication, and, you know, just shooting for a level of excellence and making sure that, you know, you really think everything through. I mean, I don't just throw events up on the calendar just for fun. I mean, I spend a lot of time thinking through, like, is it meeting all of our goals? Is it really going to help our members? What are our outcomes, and is it hitting our objectives? And, you know, all, I just, that's the thought process that I've been putting things through. And so I put a lot of thought into making sure that we're doing the right things, and that we're consistent, and that we're communicating, and people are appreciating that. And I think when you can lead an organization in that way, you can get people to get on board with you. And so that's kind of the, that I feel like is the key. And that's like what I would tell anybody leading an organization is like, you have to be consistent. You have to communicate. You have to be creative. You have to be, to have things well thought out. And I try to do that, and it feels like it is working.
Well, that's well said. That's any organization.
Right.
Any organization.
Yep.
So let's talk about ribbon cuttings.
Yeah, like we have been having so many ribbon cuttings. So I think in April we have 4 ribbon cuttings coming up. Like, just, you know, I mean, everybody, you'd be living under a rock if you didn't know how many businesses are opening in Huntley right now. Just, you know, you go down 47. And, you know, some people, I know there's a lot of chatter of like, oh, Huntley has 2 of everything. But, you know, we don't, the village doesn't, you know, can't decline people to come here. I mean, if somebody wants to rent out their space to, you know, another paint store, another mattress store, another car wash, like, that happens. So we are, like, just, you know, hoping most all these businesses join the chamber, and that will help promote them. But so a couple of ribbon cuttings we have coming up are, so Lennar is, you know, doing another phase of their development in the Tallamore community. So there's houses going up over there. So we are going to celebrate the opening of their new development in the beginning of April. Incredible Builders is a design business, a remodeling design business that has a location in Hampshire, but they are in our chamber, and they're owned by Tony and Claudine Catrona, who are Huntley residents, and they are opening a design studio in Huntley by the South Jewel. And so we're going to be celebrating them coming to town, which we're really excited about. Papa Savario's is expanding. They are expanding into the space next to them, and they're going to have more of a bar and restaurant and not just be delivery service. And so we are going to celebrate the opening of that in April. And then, you know, we anticipate that more is coming with all the businesses that are down 47 that are coming, like, you know, and, you know, some of them are franchises, so we don't, you know, it always depends on whether or not they're going to get involved with the chamber, but I'm excited for Chipotle to come to town. So I hope that they join the chamber, because I like that. But,
and maybe Cafe Roma too.
And then Cafe Roma's coming in downtown Huntley. Yes. So that was announced recently. So that project is going to start soon. Yeah, so we have a lot to be excited about.
You know, folks, you know why this is a successful organization? Because Nancy does not stop to catch her breath. She's on the go constantly promoting and talking about the chamber. You could tell by the tone of her voice that she believes in what she's doing, and that's what sells the sizzle.
Well, that's easy. Like, I adore the town of Huntley, and I love the businesses, and more importantly, the people that are behind them. And, you know, to start a business is a lot of work, and it's super commendable. And I just am more than willing to come alongside them and try to help them be successful. So,
well, you've been listening to Nancy Binger, the executive director of the Huntley Chamber of Commerce, with the Egg Scavenger Hunt coming up March 29th, the Expo April 20th. We hope you folks will be able to attend. You've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. For more information, go to huntleyradio.com, and you'll click on shows, and you can pick up our show and any other shows that you'd like to listen to. We'd like to thank Nancy for being here, and thank you folks for listening. Have a great day.